Justin, I know we talked a couple of years ago before this COVID-19 thing got up and going. You were planning the mission to Mexico, but it kind of interrupted the plans last year, but you guys were finally able to get here. Explain what Mission to Mexico is to remind people.
Yeah, so the Mission Mexico is a partnership between the Rush Hill Community Church and Group Work Camps, and we have come together to host a mission trip in the city of Mexico and surrounding communities. And we've got houses with Centralia and Thompson addresses and clear over to Vandalia, so we're spread across the country. And we are working on building handicap ramps and painting homes for individuals in need. Like you said, the COVID kind of slowed us down last year, and we would have liked to have more campers, but we are very happy with the 200 plus that we have here, working on 22, now 23 homes. We've been able to activate one of our backup sites and serve as many people as we can in this week.
200 plus people in Mexico. That is awesome. You guys are staying over at the Mexico High School, sleeping there, as a matter of fact, which I find very, very cool. First off, let's bring in Claudine Bellet, and talk to us a little bit about your experience, why you wanted to do this, and how it's been here in Mexico this week.
So a lot of the times at our church, we like to go and do work and like show others God's love. And so a really great way that they let the youth do that is by going on this trip. And I really like acts of service to show God's love. So being able to come down to Mexico and help someone else, especially with like painting their house, really makes an impact and shows them my love for God and God's love for them as well.
Claudine, where are you from? Tell folks where you're from this morning.
We're from Mount Prospect, Illinois. It's just a little bit outside of O'Hare.
Okay, and we'll bring in Matthew Marksworth, as a matter of fact. Or Markworth, I'm sorry, but let me get that right before we get started. Matt, you are also from Illinois, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and talk to us a little bit about your experience this week and why you wanted to come be a part of Mission to Mexico.
This mission trip that we have working with Group Work Camp, it's been one that I've done for the past 20 years, and I love coming, serving communities, serving the people in that are in need, building ramps, painting homes. So it was really exciting to come to Mexico for kind of two different reasons. One, coming back down to Missouri, I'm actually born and raised in Hannibal, Missouri, so I'm coming back kind of home to work in the community that I grew up in. And so it was really neat to come down here and service the people in the area that I grew up in.
Yeah, either one of you guys can take this question, but you've met some of the folks here that you're doing the repairs for. Talk to us a little bit about them. You've been able to talk to them here. How, their emotions for you guys coming out and helping them this week?
Yeah, my resident was really nice. This is actually the first work camp, really, where my resident came out and talked to me. So it was a great way to get to know the people of Missouri. He was super friendly. He came out and he was telling us about the property. It was built in the 1800s, so it's really old and it needs some love right now. But yeah, he's telling us about like all the trees and the property and like the little cats that are running on his house. So it's kind of nice to get to know him that way.
Matt, are you at the same house as Claudine?
No, I'm at a different location, and my resident is a man with a lot of love in his heart. He's definitely got a lot of emotion going on with being able to not do the work himself. He's a guy that, was a hands-on guy, would do this work himself, and he can't anymore. And so, he's extremely grateful for the work that we're doing for him. But at the same time, you can tell he's got a lot of emotion going on in himself. But, he's been a great guy to get to know and to serve and to, be excited to see him be able to see his house painted and the wheelchair ramp made so he can get up to his house in an easier fashion.
Justin, talk to us a little bit about how this all came together. I know that there were some kinks put into the plan. Wood prices have gone out of the roof this year with COVID. How have you dealt with some of these issues? Is everything going pretty smooth?
Yeah, everything's going just super smooth. It's funny. We tried to do this. Gosh, we signed up in like 2015, 2016 is when we originally signed up. And it's been kind of the 2019 was the first year we were hoping to have it, and it got canceled. And the 2020, COVID killed us. And then 2021, we were finally able, so excited to have it. And we have been raising money. The Rush Hill Church has been fantastic. with donations. We've had a handful of other churches help us out financially, and then we applied for a few grants that have been just super generous to us. And the wood prices going up, it was impactful, kind of hurt us a little bit, but everybody was so generous that it hadn't affected us. We've been able to say yes to everything. If a resident needs a something patched or something built, the answer is yes, basically.
That is awesome. Take us through your work day, guys. What time do you get up in the morning, and what are you doing throughout the day? What do you do after you're done with the day? Do you get to go out to a place in Mexico and eat? Tell us a little bit about that.
So for work camp, we call it Wakey Wakey, and it's at 6:45 in the morning. They like to wake us up by yelling over the loudspeaker. And then we got about an hour or so to get ready and eat some breakfast, which is prepared by the lovely kitchen staff who make delicious food. And then we get to go over to the gym for some morning program, which we get to know a little bit about the day's theme and like worship and get in touch with God for the day. And then we pack off to our work sites and we work pretty much all day, taking a short lunch at like 12. And then we head back at 3. Usually we like try to do something after 3 to like see the town. Like we got smoothies the other day.
Yummy.
In downtown. And then we go back. We try to rest up so that we can do it again the next day.